two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
They were naked with you, weren't they?
Did they get naked with you, man?
It was just, yeah, they got naked.
My brother and Jeremiah got naked for you.
Right. Yes.
But you know what it was?
Gay?
Yeah, that was gay. Your brother, he lost. He got a little bit of a loser mentality like you. He lost, bro.
Lost what?
In strip poker.
Oh, in strip poker.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, you know, it was, and Jeremiah said, you know what? He did the friend thing.
Why are you
cheeks flapping in the wind?
Let's get to the story now. Why aren't you drunk yet?
Oh, because I have the dentist fucked up my tooth. I lost a tooth.
Yeah. Hey,
tooth.
OOF. Tooth. Say it again.
The dentist fucked up my tooth.
See?
Okay, good.
It's F.
Nah, it ain't tooth. It's tooth. What are you?
I know, but is it one tooth or toofuses?
It's tooth. I don't know. It's a tooth. It's one tooth. No, one tooth.
Right. I never heard of that.
So tell him.
Toofuses is not a word.
Toofuses is not?
No, it's not. Right. Right. I didn't know if you know.
Can get to the story, man.
Okay, so, yeah. But, you know, I went to
why are you Bill W. now?
Who the fuck is Bill W.?
He started AA. It's just a joke.
Come on.
Anyway.
Get to the story.
All right, yeah, anyway. So I went to the dentist, and I was supposed to get a root canal. And then the guy went into my mouth. And he fucked up the root canal, right? And he drilled
imagine
through
where
my...
he goes.
Dude.
I mean, what does he do? Yellow pages?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
What? Craigslist? Yeah. I mean, how does he get his dentist?
Brown pages.
That's what Grindr. He needs. That's
get
probably
down
what he needs
with the brown pages.
He gets his dentist from Tool Grinder.
Hey, man, your tooth hurt.
Yeah, your tooth hurt.
Come through.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do toothuses, though.
I move locations often.
I'm glad y'all enjoying this shit.
Go ahead.
Let me tell my goddamn story. How about that?
Right, so he fucked up your tooth.
Yeah, he fucked up.
For sure his dentist
is
in drilling, Panorama
and
City.
You know how like they have to go in the orifice to get, it's like four different orifices in the room. Right?
Are you saying office or orifice?
Orifices.
Are you saying like the dentist office?
That's no, no, not office, orifice.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all fucking with
that's their favorite show.
I don't even know why.
Oh, Steve Carell in the Office.
Yeah, yeah, that's their favorite
disrespectful.
Show.
Disrespectful. That's what the fuck.
You know how much I love Steve Carell in the Office? That's my favorite
Rain
show.
Rainn Wilson. Yeah.
Yo, Rainn is Orphis? So dope in the Office.
Go ahead.
All right, that's good. Let me finish my story. Can I do?
All right.
So anyway, I go there. He drills in the Office, but he misses.
Can you,
and he goes out
just real quick. I'm sorry. I want to interrupt. Don't say Orphis again. It's making me laugh.
Why is it making you laugh?
Just the way you say
it
is making me laugh. It's fucking up the story.
Fine.
So just don't say orifice again. Go ahead.
We're going to leave it at that. All right.
All right.
So he drills through the tooth.
Good.
Yo.
And he goes out the side of the tooth into the other tooth.
Through his fucking tooth into another tooth.
Right.
What is it?
Hold on. But then you know how like.
Wait. Could just stop. Let me stop. Yeah. The only way to get to one of the teeth is through another tooth?
No. He did it on accident.
He did it on accident.
Oh, I see. Oh.
His dentist did an accident
as a
dentist.
Oh, I thought he was challenging himself. Let me see if I can get
to this
other tooth. I did it.
So tell him now what happens.
So then he says, okay, let me see where I'm at. And he puts the splints into my tooth to see to do the x-ray.
Yeah.
And then he takes the fucking x-ray and the splint is going through the tooth into the next tooth. I go, what the fuck? I said, bro, that ain't supposed to. He said, you know what? I'm sorry.
What color was he?
He said, you know what? I'll just put some cement in here.
Cement?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You put cement
I don't know
in
what
there.
The fuck.
You're not.
What
are
the dentist is putting cement
you're going
in
to here, first of all.
It's
you're
semen.
Going,
it's
you're going to the
a...
wrong dentist. Can I just say this? I've never been to orthodontic school. How is that?
Sure.
Why not?
Orthodontic school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dentistry school?
Yeah, dentistry school.
Yeah. Never been through it, but I'm pretty sure semen has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, why would he fill your tooth with semen?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it has nothing to do with it.
No, okay, we're doing wordplay today. Okay, well,
what do you mean wordplay?
Yourself.
You said
goddamn fucking semen, bro.
No, I wasn't sucking dick at the dentist's office.
Like,
you
didn't accuse
but
you of
said
anything,
semen.
Man.
You said semen.
I think
right?
He wants to say cement.
Oh, cement.
No, he said semen.
He said semen.
I said semen.
All right.
Like, what the fuck is they hearing?
Anyway.
Rudy, what did he say?
Semen.
Semen, right?
Yeah, semen.
Yeah, he said semen.
How about
semen?
This?
That's what you heard, semen, like sperm semen?
Doc?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
No orifices? No more
no
semen.
Orifices,
oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
Fuck.
Those are the two words.
Okay.
I'm out. I'm
maybe,
done with it.
Maybe because... Maybe because of my tooth, I'm sounding like it sounds a little different.
All right. How about that? Just try to find different replacements for the words.
Okay, yeah, we'll Thank do that. You. All right, so anyway, he put some plaster in there, right?
There it is.
There it is.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Rudy, no, denied.
Yeah.
And it got infected. And
Dude, discount dentists.
Yeah.
Swole up my jaw.
Uh-huh.
And I went back in and he fucking pulled my tooth.
He pulled it.
Yeah, he had to pull the tooth.
When he touches his jaw, mm-hmm. he said it feels like sand. It's all broken.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that was something that he did before when I went in for.
He went back?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get a different dentist, dude.
Yeah.
You got to look at the license, see if he has one.
Does not.
Definitely does doesn't not. Have one.
Dude, he found him on Groupon. He got him off of Groupon.
You won't believe where he's at, though. He's in Studio City. He's supposed to be a prominent.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah,
fancy.
Coming up.
Studio
you know
City.
Yeah.
Wait, so tell him. So
City,
tell him.
Shout out to the...
Where's the tooth now? He has a hole in his mouth.
I have a hole
just left
in my
him
jaw
with a hole in his jaw.
I thought you were going to tell me he put it underneath his pillow.
The dentist was like, can I take this home? I want to put it on my pillow.
Yeah.
Can you see Rudy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give her that mic. Give her that mic for a minute just so she can.
Okay.
Hold on so he doesn't have to pass it.
Doc, you know that I'm missing 13 teeth, right?
No, for real?
Yeah.
I could believe that. You're kind of dumb, so.
What?
Yeah.
Real attitude. You
kind of what?
You're kind of dumb. So dumb people, they fall in.
Dude, you're the one that's letting dentists put semen in your fucking teeth. Who are you to talk?
The fucking nerve of this guy.
He's hyped
coming
up.
Down
he goes
here.
And he trades on us and goes to that other dork show.
Right.
Then he comes in here with real attitude. Dude,
calls
you know what he said
dumb?
To you know what he said to Fancy when he came into the hotel?
No, I can't. What?
He goes, man, y'all didn't give me a big enough room. That's what he said to Fancy. Y'all didn't get me a big
hey,
enough
man,
room.
See how this room is? Got a fucking patio.
Yeah, you're not Andrew Santino, fucktard.
Oh, I'm close to him.
No, you're not,
saying,
man. Nowhere near, dude.
Bro, he goes, y'all didn't get me a big enough room.
Special.
Oh, my God. Dude,
I'm goddamn
you're so ungrateful,
special.
Dude.
He goes, Andres. He goes, Andres, how much room service can we get? That's what he said to Andres. That's all he wants. Ruthless over there.
Yeah. So you can still drink, though, right?
Nah, because it messes with the clot in there.
Just drink it away. Who cares?
Yeah, drink it the clot away.
Bobby lost 13 teeth. He's fine.
Yeah. You never heard that song
before? Are you serious? You lost 13 teeth?
Yeah. Okay. Bro, right?
Fuck.
Come over here.
Nah, because you're going to fucking be.
I'm not.
Okay. Let me come on over there.
God, man.
But if you get it fucking violent, I'm going to get violent.
See how this works.
I'm not even going to touch you, bro.
This isn't going to work.
You can't go the other way? Or
I could.
Go the other way. Just jump over the couch.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. It's cool. Look at this little guy.
Man, what you need, Playboy?
Look on this side of the mouth, down here, okay?
Okay. Oh, you want me to look at
you?
Oh, okay. Shit, how do you fucking eat?
On both sides.
God.
Teeth missing. Sit back down.
He can only eat egg salad.
Man, you bought a few teeth away from giving out gummies, huh?
That's another joke. That I feel like that's a joke.
All right, well, I think with these two bad jokes back to back, I think it's time for me to announce what's going on tonight.
Yeah.
We're in San Diego, first of all. Bad friends, we're in San Diego. The crew is here. We're all going to the show tonight. I'm doing a performance at the Balboa Theater, totally sold out. And Doc is opening the show tonight.
Hell yeah.
You doing stand-up tonight?
He's doing stand-up tonight.
How much time?
I don't know.
Who else is here? Ari Manis?
We're like 5 minutes.
Whatever. Who's opening?
Doc.
He's doing 10.
2 minutes.
He's going out.
Yeah.
He fancies going to introduce the show.
Yeah.
Doc is going to go up and he's got to do 25 minutes.
25?
You can do 25?
Shit, I guess so. I ain't done it in a while, but I can do it.
Yeah. You excited?
Yeah.
You
know look at his face. He's glowing. He's so
yeah.
mad.
Look at that.
If you take the time away from him, I'm never going to forgive you.
I might.
I know you are. I feel like this is I feel like you're propping him up and in the last second, it's going to be a letdown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be funny on camera.
Yep.
Right? But it's going to break his heart.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. That's life.
We do it.
That's actually life, right? Andrew, isn't that life?
That's life.
Yeah.
That's life.
That's life, Doc.
That's it. Okay. Mom.
Yeah.
Rudy, how was the drive? Did you like it? A little trip down to San Diego?
You know what's so funny? I asked her, I go, on the car ride, didn't I ask you about Harry Styles? I go, if you were married to Harry Styles, he came up to you and he said, hi, I'm quitting music I'm in, and I want to marry you, and we're going to just live on an island. And I'm going to drink 24 hours a day, become an alcoholic, and just eat whatever I want to.
Get fat.
I go, how long will you stay with him? She'd stay for 2 years.
That's the number.
Yeah, 2 years.
Two
but imagine
years?
2 years of an alcoholic.
Wait, why?
Drinking.
Why not forever at that point? 2 years? What do you have? You have a limit on it?
Yeah, because I think by the end of the 2 years, I'd be grossed out.
He would get fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Doc?
Who's Harry Styles?
Give him the mic.
Give him the mic.
What did he just say to the
What'd
mic?
What'd you say,
Who
man?
Who is Harry Styles?
Who is Harry Styles?
Who is Harry Styles? No, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Easy, easy, easy.
All right.
Okay.
Bobby, tell him who it is.
He don't know either. Look at me.
He does.
Shit.
He just can't believe that you don't know.
I can't believe you don't know.
He's like one of the most famous black activists on earth. You don't know Harry Styles? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Harry Styles. Yeah. That's, she's showing you a joke photo. That's not
Edgar
him.
Mevers.
I've never seen this guy in my life.
You've never seen this man?
No.
Do you have
this?
The internet at
yeah,
your
I
house?
Do. You but wait, is he?
Okay.
He's not from Harry Potter, is he?
Oh.
Don't fuck with me, man. Don't do this.
It's Harry Potter.
Yeah, no, don't fuck with
yes.
me. Man.
No, Harry
I've never
Potter
seen this
yes.
Like, I'm serious. I've
yes.
never seen
it's
this
Harry
fucking
Potter
guy.
Styles.
Hey, you know, man.
This fucking guy.
Harry
oh,
Potter Styles.
Yeah.
This fucking guy is hilarious.
Dude, Harry Potter Styles.
How are you,
he's a fucking singer. Why would you say he was Harry
how
Potter?
How are you alive? How do you function in society?
Hey, man.
You don't
I
know
just,
anything.
Man,
how the
just,
fuck do you pay your taxes?
Man,
you pay rent. How do you survive?
Hey, I'm just like the rest of America. We do the bare minimum. We just eat and sleep. That's what we do and work a little bit.
Yeah.
Is Harry Styles a part
a
of Harry Potter?
That's hilarious.
Bit. He is.
He is.
He very much so is.
He really
hey,
is.
Hey, man, I didn't know. Hey,
no, God bless you for
look
that.
Look how young
knowing.
He is, though. See, I'm 48. Well, Bobby knows, and he's like, what are you, 67? What are you?
I love how you don't know Harry Styles, and yet you're trying to slam me
right.
and do a slam joke.
I'm just.
That hurt. All right, you're the fucking guy that doesn't know who Harry Styles is, you fucker.
See how
many? Are you trying to fucking age shame me?
Don't age shame.
I try to. I
fucking know, man. Harry Styles,
okay,
was in a pop band from England called One Direction.
Huge.
Oh.
They were discovered by
Simon Cowell
okay. on X Factor.
Okay,
they were all contestants. He put them all together. They created a band called One Direction. Harry Styles happens to be one of the guys that created a solo career, and now he's one of the biggest stars, as big as Adele, as big as Beyonce was at the,
oh, fuck,
her
fuck,
time.
Fuck, nah, no,
no. No, you don't know.
Timberlake and the
yeah,
rest
Timberlake,
of the guys.
Same group.
No.
Yeah, same group. Timberlake.
Same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This same. Guy fucking doesn't know. Fuck Timberlake, he said.
He is.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, whoa. Okay, go ahead. Try to figure
oh,
it out.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Okay.
Timberlake is Backstreet Boys. No, he's...
NSYNC.
NSYNC. There
him,
it is.
That let him have it. That's
yeah,
cool.
I was there. I was fucking there.
So you know who...
But it was all boy bands, so I'm right there.
Okay.
So you think Harry Styles was in a band with Justin Timberlake?
I was trying to, like...
They're close.
Man, I couldn't fucking... Man, yeah, I was trying to... Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, yeah. I was trying to fit in,
how come
but
there's no more all-black
just
boy
been,
bands?
There is.
Boys to Men?
Yeah, there's not anymore. What is now?
Oh, now?
No, I said, how come there isn't any more?
Yeah.
Boyz II Men was so
amazing.
Good.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't know.
How
that's
do
a good question.
I
yeah.
Forget
well, there was one group after them.
Who?
Jagged Edge.
Oh, Jagged Edge.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, good.
But
good
that's
group.
This is all the 90s.
Yeah, that's all the 90s. We haven't had anybody in the 2000s that I know of.
Because, well, I
wish the Jackson 5 was a Jackson 6 and he was the 6th. Bro,
and that's the shortest member
dude,
of the Jackson
Six,
six
sexy group.
Imagine,
could you how funny?
Because like Michael Jackson's super talented, ABC, you know, he's out there, right? What is this little fuck doing?
Dancing.
Oh, I'm in the
he's
back.
Got,
robot.
He's got like
I'm robot.
He's the tambourine. You have tambourines. What does he do?
Doing yeah. a running man. And, hey. Oh, I'm killing hey. It.
Oh my god,
he's got the triangle. You know he's the triangle. You know he's the triangle.
On
the accordion.
Too far, bro.
The Jackson Six.
The Jackson Six. That'd be great. You know how funny that'd be. Oh shit!
How really? How come? Because Korean boy bands are fucking huge, the biggest in the world. Some of the biggest bands
right now.
Yeah, dude. There's a group called BTS that's the biggest boy.
Have
band.
Ever heard of BTS?
No.
Globally, they have to be the biggest band
the
in
biggest
the world.
Biggest band out yeah. there. Okay.
I mean, boy group.
Well, who do y'all got white right now? That's a big band.
Who do the Whites have this yeah. season?
American, not
like
UK.
The rookie.
Who do the
any
Whites
good
have?
Rookies?
Yeah, and who do the Whites
y'all
have?
Y'all
don't
have anybody. Y'all don't have nobody in a long.
We're
time.
All injured. We're all benched.
Yeah, all benched. Yeah.
All the oh, you know who's doing? All the Whites have comebacks. Like the Backstreet Boys did a comeback tour, and NSYNC 98 right. Degrees did a comeback tours.
Boyz II Men sing in Vegas.
Are they really have a residency in
Vegas?
Yeah,
they got a residency. Mm.
Yo, we should fucking go. I would love to see that.
I'd rather not.
Matter of fact,
you want to see Boys to Men in
when
Vegas?
I went to the taping with Jeff Ross and Dave Attell,
yeah,
they was in Boys to Men residency room. That's where they had.
So they performed with Boys to Men, Dave
they
Attell
didn't perform
and Jeff
Ross? And shit, but they just had the room while they wasn't there. So we was in there looking at their trophies and shit like that.
Trophies? They have trophies?
Yeah, we had some fruit and shit. It was good.
Did you perform on that show?
No, I didn't perform. Just me, Ian. Ian was at the cellar.
Oh, the cellar. Yeah.
And then Ian opened for Dave. And,
Chappelle?
And no.
Oh, Dave Attell.
Dave Attell and Ross. So I went with him.
Did you ever do the cellar in Vegas, Bob?
No.
It's a whole week. You know that?
Yeah.
It's like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Have you?
I actually did. I did Jimmy Kimmel's Club years ago when it first opened.
What's that called?
Jimmy Kimmel's Club.
Oh, it is?
Fucking guy.
Yeah, he wanted you to know.
I know who Jimmy Kimmel is.
Okay.
No, but it is called Jimmy Kimmel's Club.
What, are you trying to...
No.
You think that's the same thing? Me not knowing Jimmy Kimmel had a comedy club in Vegas and you not knowing who Harry Styles is?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You think that's the same thing?
Yeah, it's the same fucking thing.
It's absolutely the same thing.
In my heart.
Doc, you're
in
the one,
my fucking heart.
You're the one over there with semen in your teeth. What the fuck do you know? It's insane.
We're still going on the semen. All right, well,
we're never going to let that go.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you my dentist. I don't trust yours.
No. Man, I like this. Yeah. I like him going to this guy.
Yeah, I like my man.
Is he a white guy?
No, he's Indian dude. That's what's even more of a show.
That's mystery.
Yeah, I figured a white would fuck that up for sure.
Yeah.
But
surprising.
Indian guy.
Guy.
They usually flop. But he told me he's 80 something. How old is he?
He's about 80, late 70s.
That's, you know who was the best dentist?
Yeah, he's been so great for these many years.
Mark
that
Simone. You know Mark Simone?
Who was that?
Steve Simone's brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, Steve told me about that's who I should go
I
to after he heard about this.
So when his brother 20 years ago lived here, mm-hmm. his brother owned his own dentistry in Santa Monica,
mm-hmm.
and we would all go there.
Would he give you a deal?
Yeah.
That's
it was,
so
he was
cool.
The best dentist I've ever had.
Where'd he go? Simone. He moved back to
Philly or whatever.
To Philly?
Yeah.
Wait, Philly? No. Philly?
Wherever they're from!
Well, I tried to guess.
Why am I yelling?
Yeah, Steve was telling me that. After he found out about this, he was telling me to come out.
I'm going to the dentist on Wednesday, and I'm nervous because I know they're going to find something. It gives me so much anxiety.
You getting it cleaning or what?
Huh?
Did you get it cleaning?
Yeah, but it's been a while because of COVID.
You do have beautiful teeth. They're real nice.
The bottoms are getting jagged. They get all, you know, they fall.
Your whole family has good teeth.
Yeah, we're teeth people.
Yeah, your mom has a pretty mouth.
Wow. that didn't even come out. I don't know what that was, but.
Don't.
I thought it was a goddamn bottle. He deserved that
what?
Shit.
I saw her on Zoom the other day. She had a beautiful
don't.
Mouth.
Fucking guy.
She has a wet, beautiful
don't.
Mouth. No adjective.
Don't.
You don't like adjectives?
Don't. All right. You've never been to San Diego, have you?
No, but I slept all the way, so.
Yeah, she slept all the way.
The whole drive?
Yeah.
What the fuck are we going to talk about to me in this one? She hates me.
She doesn't hate you, dude. Do you
she
hate?
She told me there's real Mexicans near here.
There are real, yes.
So there we go. Do I see?
What
I,
the fuck, dude?
No, I teach.
What do you mean?
These are this is Mexico Mexicans.
Yeah.
You're the borders right there.
Okay.
We, LA.
Where do you think we are? You think we're near the Bay Area?
Nah, Mexicans are everywhere in California. But now I know what you mean. Now. You're talking actual touch over the border. Hey,
come.
Okay.
They call them come and goers.
Red light
they
district.
Come and go.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Day laborers come across.
You don't
the
have
border.
To put the mic in front of her mouth
she
until
doesn't.
She talks.
She doesn't like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she doesn't like it.
She don't like the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. My bad.
Isn't Tommy Hilfiger like super racist?
That's what they said, but
you don't care. You love
I don't
the product.
Know, I don't what know. Did he, yeah, I don't.
You
I
love
don't,
the brand.
You know, I've heard that, but
what
I don't
did he
know
say?
If it's
Pete,
true.
Will you look it up? What did Tommy Hilfiger say?
I don't think he said nothing.
I think he was N-bombing on a phone call.
Nah, I'm going to be wearing this shit if that's the case. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. If it was fresh enough, you'd wear it. Are those Hilfiger shoes?
Andrew Cunanan's from here, too.
Pumas.
Who is?
Andrew Cunanan.
Who's that?
You don't know Andrew Cunanan?
Does is that?
Anybody know Andrew Cunanan?
Yeah, he's the one that killed Versace.
Oh,
in Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's from San Diego?
Yeah, he's from La Jolla.
Shout out La Jolla.
Yeah.
Murderer's Row.
Murderer's Row, yeah. But he killed a fashion designer. That's high.
It's sexy.
Dude, it's like if you can kill like Gap. Is there a Miss Gap?
Mr. Gap, yeah.
Is there a Mr. Gap?
Bill Gap. Bill Gap.
There's no Bill Gap.
Yes,
bro.
There is. Bill Gap.
That's his name?
That's his name, Bill Gap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bill Gap. That's his name.
Bill and Cynthia Gapp.
Cynthia Gapp.
Yeah, yeah.
Who,
so they started Gapp.
But by,
yeah,
rest
yeah,
in peace,
yeah,
Cynthia
yeah.
passed away a couple
so
years ago.
So Bill Gapp and Cynthia Gapp, right?
They
in
started
the early
Gap.
80s, yeah. right? It was a vintage clothing store first, right? Mm-hmm. And they used to call Alley's? I Gap. Don't know what it was called.
What do you mean?
What was the first store they called?
Oh, the Alley's.
The Alley's,
yeah. the Alley's.
It was called the Alley's, right? Mm-hmm. And how did the name came about? From- oh, I know what it was. Mm-hmm. So all the prices, you know what I mean? They were going out of business, so they did like a 30%, 40%, not, and that's where the Gap comes from.
That was the Gap.
That was the Gap.
And it was like, we're going to save you a lot of money. Look at the Gap.
Yeah.
So the tag used to say, look at the Gap.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Cynthia, you guys are just walking dictionaries here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it encyclopedias? Which one?
It'd be the second one. Yeah. It'd be definitely the second one.
Like
dictionary
that.
Has English language words in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete, what is it? What did Tommy Hilfiger say?
So apparently, this was, he went on the Oprah Winfrey show, made some.
He went on the Oprah Winfrey show and made racist remarks.
What did he say?
Which is the right venue to do.
If you're going
to
do it.
If you're going to do racist stuff,
go
do
to
it
the
in
top.
Front of Oprah. I mean, that's all what I always say. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's real.
He what did he say, Pete?
Goddamn face. Are y'all serious, though?
What?
Yeah, it's a goddamn rumor.
They threw him off the show.
He doesn't want black people wearing his clothes.
He doesn't want black people wearing his clothes.
He don't want black people wearing his clothes, or did he say? I got to see that shit, man. Because I'm going to take this shit off.
You just heard it. He just said it to you.
That happened, dude.
Yeah, but that he could be reading. What source is that? Where you get that from?
What? It's from the magazine, The Source.
It's
from The Source.
It's a rumor. It's not true.
It's on Reddit, dude. It's true.
The Source is the hip-hop magazine, The Source. That's what it's from.
Man, I wouldn't be wearing this shit if he was like that.
No, that sounds true to me.
Five mics.
No, I would take the shirt off. It's embarrassing.
Nah, it's a rumor. I don't want. It wasn't. It's not real.
He said he wants it on white backs only.
Yeah.
For what?
Well,
like the clothes I'm wearing, right, is all from old Confederate flags. Did you know that?
BetterHelp.
Hey, oh my God, Andrew.
We both talked to somebody. We both believe in this. This is something we actually
Andrew,
use often. Yeah.
BetterHelp will assess your needs. It's online therapy. You know what it is.
Yeah.
And it matches you with your own licensed therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. We all do this.
Yep.
We love this place. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. Guys, it's the best. I'm telling you, there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas.
Yeah, but that's okay because the service is available for clients all over the world. You can log into your account anytime from anywhere, send a message to your counselor, and you're going to get thoughtful and timely responses. You can read the reviews from the people that have done this at BetterHelp.com/reviews.
This
that's BetterHelp.com/reviews.
It's more affordable, Andrew, than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
10% off your first month at
BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
Raycon.
Oh my God. Raycon, dude, is my favorite.
Raycon sent me wireless earbuds and they make the difference because I got to tell you, I've suggested it to friends.
Yeah.
They look great. They feel really nice and snug. They come in a range of cool colors, customizable gel tips I got little tiny ear holes.
I've been also listening to Tupac.
You like Tupac now?
California rough.
California rough?
I don't know, but I love it, and I love listening to it with my Raycons is my point.
Well, Raycons are great. Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. It's really smooth.
They look
sleek.
Great. They feel even better.
So Raycon has 24-hour battery life and portability. I take them on the aeroplane because, you know, I'll be flying all over the country.
Yeah.
Bobby likes them when he's at his little house listening to music by himself because he doesn't want everyone to hear him bumping Tupac.
Listen up. Raycon's offering 50% off all their products for our listeners, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/badfriends. Then you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, and it's such a good deal. You'll want to grab a pair and a spare.
That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/badfriends. buyraycon.com/badfriends.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel good about that?
Yeah, it's okay because the flag isn't just
It's not on it anymore.
It's not on it anymore.
Andres doesn't like it. He shakes his head.
Andres doesn't like these jokes. Yeah.
I don't care, Andres.
Anyway.
What are you?
What do you mean, what am I?
No, I thought he was...
What?
No,
I thought you were Spanish, right?
Yeah.
What?
Spanish
this fucking guy. It's
man,
like,
you know, I didn't know...
It's like he learns the same thing every day over and over again.
OG Spain. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You do know this, right?
What?
That Fancy's from Spain.
Yeah, I do. I kind of sort of knew that.
Yeah.
Where did you think he was from?
He spoke Spanish, so I was like Cuba a little bit.
You think he looks Cuban?
Yeah. He knows what I'm talking about. You guys don't know because
you don't look Cuban.
No, hablan en español.
He doesn't look Cuban.
Cubans are way darker. Look at how light. Look at how
Cubans
light this
are
kid
like
is
him too. He knows that.
Are there
Am
Cubans
right?
that look like you?
Puerto Ricans yeah. too,
bro.
Not like that.
You
yes.
Doc.
No.
Doc. Okay. Well, see, Doc. That Doc. Shows you how much educated I
Doc.
Am. In, you know what I'm saying?
Educated.
Doc. Got a little bit of. Yeah, I stuttered a little bit.
Doc.
What up,
Doc? You have the fucking cutest eyebrows.
Yeah.
I've ever seen.
They're so tiny.
They're like chocolate strips.
Okay.
You know, like I want to rip them off your face and just eat them.
So how did we go from that to Bobby
porn? Just
he's
just admiring your eyebrows.
I'm just gazing into your fucking cute little fucking eyebrows.
I'm glad
man.
You feel that way, Bobby. That
little
makes
fuck
me
strips,
feel
man.
Real uncomfortable right now. Like I
won't feel uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, I guess I should. Yeah. I'm like, God damn.
You know, I wish I 69'd you in high school.
Cuba and light-skinned brothers in Cuba.
We're the same height. If you and I 69'd. There's no muscle being
perfect.
Overused. Like if I'm 69,
oh, we're perfect.
George
okay.
Kimmel, right? There's muscles being used.
That'd be
that I, you know, because yeah. he's taller, so I have to stretch, right? All elongate my neck
okay.
when I'm 69ing, right?
Yeah.
And maybe right you, it's just
perfect,
like, bro. It's like
two Tetris
this
pieces.
This is your ass, right?
Okay, but-
This
my
is your
ass.
Ass.
You
There's no
ass,
stretch. It's actually the perfect, not a muscle, and then it's there.
Perfect.
Perfect, right?
It's like when Tetris pieces link up. Just
that's
perfect.
Exactly what it is. Thank you so much, man.
This
for
is
saying.
That those two upside
great
down
conversation to have in front of your daughter. Yeah, this is fantastic. Staff how feels, you
daughter.
Feel that? How you feel about
what?
Your dad over here?
She's staff right now.
Talking fornication.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm used to it.
Okay. Yeah,
she's used to it.
Sounds like
well,
she,
I'm not.
That sounds
like
the judge asked her in a court. Was like, "How do you feel about you?" Like, "It's fine. I'm used to it." And in the back, going, "Good girl. Good, smart. Don't say anything bad."
Fucking guy.
When he dropped those cards,
funniest thing I've ever seen.
Not only the funniest thing, but there was also a feeling of embarrassment.
Oh yeah,
and shame.
I felt Shin was like in his head. He was like thinking about getting in the car and leaving as soon
well,
as he saw it.
To yeah. my credit, I think he might have put a little bit of oil on there for the effect. You know what I mean? Like he made me.
Is that a, is that like a racist joke about Shin Lim?
No, I'm just saying that I was set up.
What
I'm,
is that?
Like I know how to shuffle cards. You don't believe me? Bring some cards out here. We can do this.
We did.
We did it. We did it. And we were taping it.
We filmed it. We have it on film.
And we saw your failure live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was no escaping it.
Doc, are you ready for your date tonight?
I thought we weren't going to do it. He said we wasn't, but we're going to do it.
We're going to do it live.
Okay.
On stage.
Oh, so we're doing a date on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long ass show. Okay. Yeah.
I feel so bad for the girl.
Why?
What the fuck?
I don't know why.
Yeah,
I just
I
feel
why.
So bad for the girl.
Why?
She submitted.
She submitted.
She
I understand that. But it's like a female jihadist. You know what I mean? Like,
taking one for the team?
Take, you know, like, I'll blow up the cafe.
What if she blows herself up on stage?
Yeah.
Then I'm dead too. Then I'm fucking dead too. Don't say that shit. I'm going to live.
It just like feels like someone's sacrificing something large.
Something they really, yeah.
The girl is. And it's like, oh, I don't
or,
know.
Or oh, she wants a little black magic and she really genuinely loves
see,
Doc.
That's what I'm saying. Why he can't
it's
be
hard
why
to believe.
Can't
it's hard to believe.
Like you.
Listen to me right now. Honestly, Andrew, I've known you for how long?
Yeah, 15 years.
Look at me in the eyes, dude.
Yeah.
Is it hard to believe? Right, and I'm just right. This is don't take this personally.
But should I leave?
No, don't leave.
Should
stay here.
Leave?
I want you to listen to it. Okay,
don't take it personally.
Don't
it
take
is
it personally.
All about you,
yeah,
but don't take
yeah,
it
yeah,
personally.
Yeah. Do you? Is it hard to believe
mm-hmm.
that a female human being,
yeah,
right, would allow
right
his genitals
mm-hmm.
erect
right
inside their organ.
Pretty hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
Pretty hard to believe.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
that I think about it. Now
yeah,
that I think
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I think about it. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with your boy?
It's
he's fucking.
But you know what? It's only because you kept denying wanting to meet up with any of these women that he's concerned.
What women?
You all the women that we had to submit.
Yeah,
you didn't
yeah,
want to
yeah.
go on a date
yeah,
with
yeah.
any of them. We had to force you to go on this date with this woman.
It's easier to believe.
But this is the one with the boyfriend, right?
No.
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 Has no idea.
We had to say no to that one because of your.
Well, this is a different one.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes. You like this other one.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my yeah, God. Yeah. See that.
All right. Let's do. How about this? Let's
huh?
do. Give Rudy that other mic. Do a practice date right now because we need to give you some training.
Y'all think I'm bitches like y'all? What kind of shit is this? I ain't.
Well, let's see how well you do, pal.
Okay, well, let's see.
All right, you're out on a date with Rudy.
I'm the waiter.
I'm Rudy.
Go ahead.
Okay. Welcome to Madamoiselle.
Love this place.
Welcome to Madamoiselle. Two? Table for two?
Table for two.
Please sit here. Do you like this view?
Your accent a little thick. What was that? Can't hear you.
Do you like this view?
Oh, yes. It's beautiful. I love the place.
Already. Already. He almost got kicked out.
Yeah.
Well, how? How did I almost get kicked out?
You're a black guy in Madamoiselle. Yeah, it's a fucking...
Yeah, the accent was a little bit...
I know, but he's racist. You know that. Right. This is Madamoiselle.
All right.
Well, anyway, would you like to hear about those specials?
Yes.
Okay, we have...
Let us hear.
We have... Escargot de caviar.
Mm. I'm listening from another table.
Yeah, escargot de caviar. Ooh. Basically, it's lightly sauteed escargot with lightly creamed escargot.
Okay.
Do you know what those are?
No. What is escargot?
You don't know what escargot is?
Escargot, no.
Oh, there's a McDonald's across the street.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready to kill
this waitress.
Would I get in trouble if I said that?
Yeah, you would.
No, I don't think
so. I'm reporting you. I'm going to call your manager.
He owns the place.
I own the rest. I'm Madison.
This is Madison Maswell himself.
Calm down.
Thank you.
See, look what's happening on the date.
Already, yeah.
Reprimand him, Rudy.
Well, she, you know, she's my piece.
Would you like a bottle of flat or would you like a bottle of sparkling water?
I'll take the sparkling water, please. Okay. And for the lady.
Flat, please.
Flat, mother. Do you want a bottle of flat and a bottle of sparkling?
Give me both.
Okay.
Ooh.
They're $49.95 a bottle.
Okay, well, can you pour hers in the cup and just give me the bottle for now?
I guess we could.
$49.
Yeah. I'm actually the, not the main server. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Francesco is the main service.
Oh, so now.
Hi.
Hello.
Why did I have her?
Wait, Francesco, say hello.
No, she's my assistant. I'm Francesco. I'm here to serve you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I told
him about the special. About
oh,
the
you did?
Escargot.
Oh, he doesn't know escargot, does he?
He doesn't know.
You know the McDonald's across the street.
Yeah.
See this?
Yeah.
You see this?
You can get a complete meal for $2.99.
This is the rudest restaurant, but I'm not.
No, it's funny.
It's funny.
So, lovely lady. Yes, Weird looking man, lovely lady. Okay.
Okay.
Bizarre looking man.
We are from an island.
Outside of Greece.
Right outside of Greece.
Oh, Greece.
Where are you from?
I'm from Detroit.
Oh, gross.
Are you sure we don't need to?
We don't need to leave.
Miss, where are you from?
I'm from the Philippines.
Ooh, lovely, beautiful. How do you end up with this thing?
Yeah, this. Yeah.
We met on a dating app.
Oh. Which one?
Tinder.
Oh, nice. Who swiped first?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he would. He looked like he's.
Are you blind?
No.
Okay. Are you sure you're not blind?
Have you taken a look at the menu? Do you want to know what you want to eat?
Yeah.
We'll have the most expensive, special dinner because Doc is gonna pay for everything.
Yes.
Wow.
Well,
very good. Well, we have expensive. We have a whole shark. We can cook a whole shark.
We have mammoth bone marrow.
Mammoth bone marrow that we saute over the top of an endangered species.
Since the mammoth is extinct, mm-hmm. the bone marrow is very hard to come
very
by.
Very hard to come by.
In fact, they haven't found an intact mammoth in probably thousands of years.
Thousands.
Anyway, but look at this gigantic. We have a gigantic mammoth bone with the marrow.
See?
The fuck, this place should be called Flintstones. This is like the...
Oh, you make fun of our restaurant?
I mean, it's...
Yes. Making fun
you're
of
the one come up to me and say, can I have booster seat? You ask me for a booster seat. I give you booster seat.
Where did you say McDonald's was at? I don't know. Fucking McDonald's. You can stay here.
Probably.
They said
Let him fight.
Where I'm from in Europe. You like these guys? It's fine.
Just calm down.
It's fine when they compliment you, but they dissing me over here.
Ma'am, do you want us to call the police on this man?
How does I gotta pay for the most
expensive
shit? Ma'am,
we could put a children's placemat with the little puzzles and the little cartoons.
We have crayons.
Would you like that?
Doc likes that.
Yeah, yeah. Go get the.
I get the crayons.
The dinosaur. The dinosaur cartoon. There you go, draw.
Okay, here are your meals. Here you go. Please enjoy.
I didn't remember them all.
Very fast.
I didn't remember them all.
You ask, you receive.
Yeah.
And you're all done with the plates?
Yes.
Thank you.
How was the meal?
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
anything else I can get you? Coffee, dessert?
Dessert, please.
Yeah. Oh, dessert too? Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does the man not want dessert, but he's making
Well,
the
we
lady?
Have a very special dessert. Tell them about that.
How much is your desserts?
How much?
How much?
Ask about the money.
Yeah, about the money.
Ew,
I mean, I just paid $49 for a bottle of water.
And your meal was $1,200.
$1,200.
So.
Yeah.
Stop being embarrassing. Yeah, yeah.
You're embarrassing the girl.
You're embarrassing
your
fine date here.
It's $1,200. Yeah. I'll stay in a studio apartment. This is okay. Go ahead. Let's go on ahead and
All
just
right,
keep
so wait, hold on. Are you telling us maybe you can't afford? Because
well, no,
we're going to have
saying,
a problem. Are we going to have a problem?
No. I'm you know... Where's the front door?
Give me your card now before we move forward.
No, I'll give it to you. Don't worry about your credit card.
That's your card.
Christ,
that's
a, pushy, aren't you?
That's a Costco card, my friend. Give you a real credit card, please.
That's all I got.
Okay,
right?
This says Blockbuster on it. I don't know what Blockbuster is still open. But
you know what? I was a little nervous. My bad. Let me just check my other ones.
Okay, all right.
Okay, let me see here. Oh, this is Curves, a gym for women. Why do you have this card?
I forgot.
This is a gift certificate for Lane Bryant. Why? You shop at Lane Bryant?
That's all I got. I mean, you know, I'm trying to pay for this the best way I can.
Okay, I can't use this Sharper Image gift card. Sharper image not around. Listen, sir.
So,
oh, man,
if you
Christmas
can't afford
gonna
you're going to have to wash a dish.
Wash dish.
You look like someone who has a washed dish before.
Both of us, right?
No,
he can do
no.
both for us, right?
Yes, he'll do
he
your
looks
job
like
as well.
He works at a car wash.
I ain't never taking you out again. This is preposterous.
Okay, Doc, okay. It's back to us again.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a bad date.
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
real
how
bad.
The fuck? You're never going to land
with
that.
You don't know how to do it.
You didn't let her. You didn't even ask her what she wanted. You just said, I'll have. I mean, fuck, dude.
You didn't tell her
how beautiful
like,
she looked?
You didn't
was
say anything
there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't feel the magic. It was
you were
no,
more
there
upset
was no
about
magic.
The price. There was no magic.
Wait, let me ask you something. What do you think magic is? Maybe you don't know the definition of magic.
That was me being... What do I think, magic?
Charming?
Huh?
That's you being charming?
Yeah.
Ask Rudy how the date went.
How did you feel about our date?
Your energy was off. And
what about the people
yeah,
service?
Yeah, you didn't ask me how I was.
Yep.
You didn't compliment me.
Not at all.
I couldn't win the prices.
And you were just getting angry at both of them.
Yeah.
They was dissing me. You didn't hear
yeah,
them.
Don't come to Madame Zozwell's then.
They
dude, Madame Zozwell's is such a fancy, nice restaurant.
Yeah, it's such a nice place.
Act like you're like you belong.
Yeah.
You know Madame Zozwell's.
Yeah, you know, well, I just, you know.
By the way, you had
I think I did
you
perfectly.
Had Mrs. Madame Zozwell's
yeah.
here.
I was getting dissed.
You had Miss Carl Menace as well, right in front of you.
The little obese lady over here, she was pretty harsh.
Are you insulting
me.
Our owner?
Are you insulting me?
Well, you insulted me.
How did I insult you, young man?
You said I should go to McDonald's. Like I can't eat here. Like that was some back of the bus type of shit you said to me. You might not.
No.
That's what that
oh,
was.
Oh, we've got a squirrely one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that was some fucking. You know what I mean? You came at me.
Yeah.
I'll never step foot in your place again.
Good.
First of all, the mammoth was horrible. Right? Did you like the mammoth?
I liked it. It was good.
Wait.
It was overpriced.
Wait.
That's what
oh,
I said.
First of all.
It was overpriced.
The mammoth bone marrow was horrible. As if there was a reference, like you've had it before. Like, how do you fucking know?
I just went with your goddamn theme. That's what you said, right?
I know, but okay.
All right,
you've never had it before.
You've never had mammoth bone marrow.
What could you compare it to?
Even if I had it, it probably tastes like shit.
You know, there's a McDonald's right across the street.
Yeah, what the goddamn McDonald's.
Have you ever taken a date to McDonald's?
Never.
Okay.
Where's the cheapest place that we've all taken
a date? I've always taken dates to
a nice
restaurant.
Did you? I've taken,
not
I've
fucking
taken a
like $400 a plate. Like,
what's
Mr.
the cheapest
Francis
place
over
you've
there?
Taken a date to?
I mean, I've taken dates to like, I love Laurie's.
What?
You know what Laurie's is?
No. Laurie's Kitchen?
Yeah, they are.
Laurie's.
Restaurant. Laurie's.
Oh, yeah. Lowry's, the steakhouse.
The steakhouse.
I said cheap.
The cheap?
See, this guy, that's you're what I'm such saying. An this asshole. Guy, yeah,
no,
he's such
for,
a
for a steakhouse?
Yes, for
Lowry's still, is pretty cheap for
I'm talking
a
about a chain restaurant or something. Like, what's the cheapest?
Morton's.
That's the cheapest you've ever done on a date?
Is that a chain?
Yeah, but that's not cheap.
That's not cheap.
Or Boa. I'll go Boa.
Boa, what the fuck?
I'll go Boa. I'll stop
Are
there.
Are you kidding me,
it's Boa? Like five money stop, five money signs. Yeah.
What's the cheapest place? You know, I've taken girls to, like, Smokehouse. That's
this
pretty
is still
cheap.
Nice.
Yeah, it over is? There by the, is that by the
by,
studio?
By Warner Brothers.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Subway.
You can get a date to Subway?
When I first moved to LA, I took a girl to Subway.
I mean, that's understandable.
It's all I could afford.
Yeah.
And I made her split a foot long.
You guys fuck?
Huh? What?
You guys fuck?
Yeah.
I bet it was.
I let her get the Italian BMT.
Was it wild?
It was nuts.
Yeah.
The Subway girl? But we shared Sun Chips. Mm. That's all I could afford.
If you had a guy that's
Wait,
to
I know
Subway,
the
would you be mad, Jules?
What?
Give her the mic.
What?
Would you be mad if a guy took you on a date to Subway?
I wouldn't be mad if I know that he's not making that much. But
see?
If he's making a lot and he's taking me to Subway.
No, I was poor. I was 22. I had no money.
Right.
I literally was living on like $20 a week.
But if he like, if like Harry Styles took you on a date. And
oh, see, then it reverses again. She'd be okay with it again because it's Harry.
If it's Harry?
See?
Yeah.
So you either have to be poor and it's very sweet or very rich and super hot. Are you excited to do a set tonight, by the way? Rudy, do you want to do a little bit of time?
No, I'm fine.
Please?
No.
Okay, you will.
No.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of people.
It's not. It's only like 1,500 people or something like that.
Sold out?
Yeah.
1,500?
No, I don't know what number is. It's over 1,000. I think it's 1,200. What is it? 1,300 people? Yeah.
Sold out?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, babe. What the fuck is up, San Diego? Yeah, bitch. I'm so glad to be here. I brought a couple of bad friends with me. You ready for a good show? First up is two special guests all the way from the Dirty Island, the Tree Climber and the Spanish Fancy Bee. And Little Miss Rudy Jules!
Hello, San Diego.
Hi, everyone. I'm farting a lot.
Yeah, my legs are trembling too. Hi, guys. Welcome, San Diego. We have a couple treats for you tonight, besides Andrew's great show.
Yeah, I'm Rudy or Jules. Tito Bobby and Tito Andrew forced me to do this again. But welcome to Tito Andrew's show. I think he's the better and funnier Tito, so.
So, to start, we have the little black man from Bad Friends. The black alley cat. The greatest black magic.
A.K.A. Doc Willis.
So give it up for Doc.
Hey. Hey. San Diego. Live in the flesh, right? Fucking fantastic. Look at this goddamn crowd. All these goddamn race of people. We got whites and any black people? Oh, shit. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
DoorDash. When I go on the road, the only food delivery system I use is DoorDash. Because
always.
They're the most reliable.
They are.
They have the most options.
Yep.
They have the friendliest and most proficient
and professional
people that work for them.
They do. It's a new year. It means a new year when it comes to what you're craving. Come on.
You want
DoorDash.
Chinese, huh?
You want it?
You want pizza?
Huh?
You want it? You want some craving, some froyo? There's something for everyone at DoorDash, guys.
They connect you to the restaurants you love right now, right to your door. You know DoorDash. You can get the grocery essentials you need with DoorDash, too. Drinks, snacks, and other household items delivered in under an hour.
Ordering is easy. You open up the DoorDash app. You choose what you want from where you want it, and your items will be set left safely outside your door with the contactless delivery drop-off setting.
That's right. Over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. You can support your local neighborhood go-tos or your favorite restaurants. For a limited time, our listeners are going to get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. Download the DoorDash app. Enter the code BADFRIENDS2022.
That's 25% off your $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code
BADFRIENDS2022. Don't forget the code BADFRIENDS2022 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change. Terms apply.
You look like a guy that sells Hollywood signs.
What?
What?
The Hollywood maps, I mean.
Oh, the maps. Oh, yeah, the map of the stars. Oh, the
doesn't he look like a Hollywood map guy? Like, you know where people live?
Maybe.
I guess.
Yeah. Where do you live, Doc?
I live in Studio City. So.
Where your dentist is?
Yeah.
Have you lived
I stay right down the street, right around the corner from Brody, right down the street from Brent Morin and Rick Glassman. And David Lucas is over there. Where they used to, Francisco Ramos.
Comics Corner.
Yeah. We out there in these streets.
R.I.P. Brody. Brody, the funniest thing Brody ever said to me. So many funny things. But one time, I tweeted, like, in the height of all the Trump chaos, way before he was elected, I wrote, I'm going to vote for Trump just to make East Side Comics mad. And then Brody came up to me, and he was like, really voting for Trump? I was like, oh, I was just making a joke. He's like, you should. Don't be a coward to follow through. And then he walked away.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Dude, he was so funny.
That news when he died.
Yeah.
Was the worst day of my life.
Pretty tough.
Bro. I've never been so hit by somebody's death more than him.
Isn't it crazy? You know when somebody says, where were you when something happened?
Yeah.
I usually don't know. But
I know where I was.
I literally know.
Died.
Where were you?
What?
Where were you?
I remember I was taking a nap and I remember Kalila going. What's so funny?
Perfect, Bobby story.
Yeah, so I was taking a nap. I remember Kalila going.
It was like 3:30 in the afternoon.
She goes, Brody died. And I go, what? Brody died. And I waited 5 minutes in silence. And I said, why aren't I crying?
Oh.
I said that to her. She goes, you will when you wake up. Because I was kind of in the mid stage.
Yeah, I know that.
And as soon as I started kind of waking up.
Mm-hmm. Bawling.
Oh, my God.
I was on a chairlift. I was in Mammoth. I was
skiing?
Yeah.
Yeah. What rich white people do.
Snowboarding. Mammoth. It wasn't Aspen. It was Mammoth.
All right.
But I was on this chair, and I got into a fight with my buddy that we were out there on the mountain. We were arguing. He was upset about the Airbnb we got. I was pissed. And then I got that news, and I had goggles on, and I cried in my goggles on the chairlift.
Oh,
and we didn't
God.
Say a word to each other. I just got in the car, and I drove back to L.A. We didn't even say goodbye. I literally got in my fucking car and I drove back to LA and it the whole ride I was quiet. There was no radio. And then I kind of snapped out of it and realized that I was like, "Oh my God, I've just been driving, not even thinking." My brain was like empty.
I was
We didn't ask you, Doc. Anyway,
hey man, don't be God. You was having a moment. See, I ain't fucking.
Sorry.
Where were you?
Yeah, where were you?
I was Brody was supposed to be in the San Obispo Comedy Festival.
Oh, that's right, in the Slow Festival.
I was on my way up there.
Wow.
And then I was going to surprise him because he didn't know I was going to be on the festival. I was going to be on the Fridays and Saturday show.
Fuck.
So then...
Is it like a little person show, like with you, Brad Williams, a bunch of people?
Okay, so...
Okay.
Out of the
disrespect. Was a Lollipop gang there?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, now. Let's get back to the heartfelt
moment.
Dude,
because of what's going on in Hollywood with like more minorities getting bigger roles, I do think if they remake Wizard of Oz, you're going to fucking kill it.
Yeah, wow. Kill it.
My old ass. Well, I still can.
Those flying.
What?
Oh.
Where's he going
to play?
That's from fucking, that's Willy Wonka.
Oh, that's
the flying monkeys.
But that's another role you could get.
Wizard of Oz.
Did you just say the flying what?
Monkeys. That's what he was about to say. This goofy.
Look at me.
Wait.
You thought
I was going to say flying monkeys?
Yeah, they're flying monkeys.
That's fucking
that's
crazy.
That's racist.
They're flying and they
there
cut
are no
off.
Flying monkeys in that fucking movie. Is there in Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
There are?
Yeah, you knew it.
Doc.
I didn't know it.
You hear this?
I didn't know it.
The fakest goddamn.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
No, but Oompa Loompas are in.
That's in Willy Wonka.
What are the little people in the in Wizard of Oz?
The Lollipop Gang.
They're not the Lollipop Gang.
We represent yeah, the Lollipop, lollipop gang.
No, what are the little people called in Wizard of Oz? Find out, please, for me.
They're called the Lollipop Kids.
That's a Lollipop Kids, man. That's a yeah. ridiculous name.
Dog, yes, it is. That's
yes, it
the,
is.
They go, we represent the lollipop gang.
Kids. Yeah, the Lollipop Kids.
Yeah, all right.
Look up Lollipop.
Is it the Lollipop?
What is it, Pete? Munchkins? Yeah, they're Munchkins. The Munchkins. I know, they're Munchkins.
That's the word I was looking
but
for.
But they're called the Lollipop Kids.
The one that came out is what? Lollipop Kids, right?
Which is a good bit. That sounds like a good rap group.
Yeah.
We out here with the Lollipop Kids and this motherfucker.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And he suck on up. Me, bitch. Suck on me. Suck, suck, suck on me, bitch. Lollipop Kids. Lollipop Kids.
Feel that.
Suck on my stick. Hey. I'm the Lollipop Kid. Yeah. Hey, 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 hey. I want you hey. Sucking on my hey. Stick. I'm a Lollipop Kid. Hey. Better suck on my stick because I'm the Lollipop Kid.
This is the worst club I've ever been to.
Sugar's so sweet. Suck on my
dude,
feet.
Imagine.
I'm a Lollipop Kid 7 days of the week. You better
seven
suck
days.
Me dry.
Imagine
you
being
suck
the
me dry.
VIP with him.
So dope.
There was no one else yeah. there, just him and I.
How could you couldn't
the
see
the music's
him.
Playing, him going, yeah, yeah. We're the only people in VIP.
I would just see his head.
That'd be the, yeah, that would be a night. That'd be a fucking nightmare.
That would just
that'd be a fuck. I would leave the club immediately.
Let's go to a club tonight, Doc. You want to ball out?
I don't. No gay clubs, because y'all motherfuckers.
Why? What is that? Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? What am I going to do there?
Just why looks... can't we go to a gay club?
Nah, because y'all be doing some silly shit.
Oh,
no,
my
like, man.
This guy's so
having
fucking...
Having a drink, hanging out with some dudes?
Yeah.
Well, that's not my style.
What is your style?
My style
your
is...
style is not hanging out with human beings.
Human beings.
And fucking...
There you go.
What do you mean? They're not human beings? Fuck
gay clubs is what? Just all gay dudes, right?
Yeah, what do you think is going on there?
Yeah.
Nothing. Just all dudes. It's boring.
Do you think they're trying to force you to
just
be gay?
Just look how we get it. But look how we... argue and shit. I don't want to be in a fucking place with a bunch of other dudes. Oh, fuck out of here.
You think that's what happens to gay
people? We gotta
have some nice, having hissy fits on the fucking dance floor.
You do realize we're going to a gay bar now.
That's
because
a,
of,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I knew this type of shit.
Well,
I
you did it. You
nothing.
Did this.
Well, I thought you was going to say no.
I want you to learn. You got to open your mind, dude.
No, what are you talking about? I got to open up my mind. I'm good.
You know,
I like gay people.
It's funny, Andrew. It's like, if you and I were at a... we're at the Abbey, right, in mm-hmm. West Hollywood, which I've been there.
Yeah, multiple times.
So there's a club called the Abbey in West Hollywood.
Do you know what that is, Doc?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, and so don't get angry, dude.
I mean, God,
we don't own it. Relax,
because this
dude.
Is set up against me.
No.
And I'm not
no.
the bad guy.
But I remember being there with my friend Mike, and there was a bunch of gay guys, and my hand, I was like, my hand brushed up against a guy's leg. You know what I mean? I was kind of doing this, right? And he goes, he reciprocated back. Mm-hmm. He touched my leg with his hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I looked at him. I go, oh, dude, I'm not. He's like, you're not? We're going, no. But like, if somebody touched you at a gay club, mm-hmm. right, from underneath the table, would you be like, my bad? Or would you be angry?
And I'd be like, because he probably don't know. If I'm up in there. That's open game. You understand?
What if he
like,
you
I can't
a,
be.
What if he gives you a big kiss right on your mouth?
No, that ain't gonna happen. That
what
ain't.
Do you say?
How the fuck
what do you
I,
say,
Bobby? Go
guy,
kiss him and see what he says.
How would you let a guy just up and just kiss you? Like, what? I'm gonna just be sitting there and just, oh my god, he just.
Yeah, yeah. So he's
he
like,
just fucking cut his tongue. No, it don't go. That don't work like that. You can't.
Hi, welcome to Madison as well. We have a club mat too.
Oh, welcome back to Madame Aswell.
We own this club now. Yeah, hello.
Oh,
welcome.
Look at her. Oh, look at her outfit. Look at how
beautiful.
What about me? What about me?
You're okay.
Yeah. Are you?
You're
can okay. I see your ID? Yeah. I need to see your ID, right? Look at, yeah. Look at how little he is. We need to see your ID.
ID, please.
I got an ID.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Oh, my lord.
What does it say?
They come small. The Willises come small.
Here oh, go. You're like a Happy Meal.
Yeah,
speaking
yeah, yeah.
of which, you know there's a McDonald's across the street from this.
Yeah.
Still with a good fucking McDonald's, all right.
Are you the Hamburglar? You look like the Hamburglar.
No, he's like Grimace. He's like Grimace. Yeah, Grimace, Grimace. You look like Grimace.
Funny,
okay.
Funny, huh?
So, I would love to see him in a gig. So,
I want to take you to a gay bar for
no.
real.
No.
Why not?
For what?
It's funny for because fun. It's like, why? When we go to a gay club, sex isn't even in our mind. It's just... We're at a club. There happened to be gay people there.
Well, a couple of drinks. It depends on how drunk I am.
Is there gay women there?
Sometimes
is there a lot of women in there?
Yes.
A few lesbians.
No.
See, he's a few, because see, they don't really party together.
No, listen
That's
to
what
me.
I'm talking
listen
about.
Listen to me.
Now, y'all
straight,
know that.
Straight women
don't
will go
me.
With gay men to gay bars because yes. they feel comfortable there because they're not getting hit on. Listen to Rudy. Rudy, confirm.
I've heard that rumor.
Rudy, confirm.
I haven't gone, but I would go to a gay club.
More than a regular club, because regular club would annoy you. Every fucking dude coming up to you. Trying to be all over you, like, hey, who you here with?
But you hear what he just said, though?
What?
There's got to be dudes in there that's on a prowl like him looking for you.
In a gay bar?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So you're saying there's one, right?
There's got to be somebody
you're saying
in
there's
there.
One straight guy at a gay club.
There's got to be
going,
somebody
I know
on
there's
prowl.
A 21-year-old Filipino
see.
In this.
You know, you
club.
Ever heard, remember Ari's bit like that? He went, or the story about how he went. And he said it was like a lot of girls in there because guys, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh my goodness. Let's see how it would play out.
Nah, we're not going no gay bar. I'm not.
We're here. Welcome, Mademoiselle's
we're
gay
not
bar.
Going no gay bar.
Hey, what's up, Doc? What can I get you to drink?
Welcome, Doc.
What's up, you little sippy cup? What's up, you little tiny drink of water? How you doing?
Hey, well,
look at this
you,
little piece
you.
Of chocolate
oh my
sauce.
I mean, this is my jam. Oh, Raul, this is my jam.
Oh, I love
Hold
it.
On. I'm going to twerk. I'm twerking.
Show your pussy.
Yeah,
oh,
here's my pussy.
Man, that's
here's my pussy. Hi.
Jeez, that thing is out of shape.
Hey, so, Doc, what's going on here? Are you finally coming out?
A little bit more delicious than that. That's,
are you coming out, Doc? Is that what you're here?
No,
you're coming
I'm not
out?
Coming out. I'm just here with my boys.
Okay, we're here with our boys, too.
Oh, Harry Styles. Watermelon sugar. Hi. Watermelon sugar. Hi. Watermelon sugar.
No, that's...
Okay, what do you want to drink? I'm the bartender. What do you want to drink, Doc?
I have a Pinot Noir.
Ooh. A double? You want a double?
Yeah.
Give him a triple.
A triple.
A triple Pinot. No
I got to be honest with you. Pinot Noir, pretty gay.
Pretty gay.
Pretty gay, Doc.
Hey, I like the wine.
Rudy, what would you like to drink?
Yeah.
Sprite?
Okay.
With the purple pill I like to give you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's the purple pill. All right. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Doc, if you go to a gay club, for real, and you order a Pinot Grigio, you're going to get hit on.
You think so?
You're walking around with a glass of wine at
I'm
a fucking
get
nightclub?
I'm going to regardless because I'm in there. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're not. They can smell that you're not gay.
Okay, that's good. I understand.
You're cute as fuck.
Yeah.
All right? You're going to be the fucking king asshole in that room.
Big time.
Right? When you walk in there, they're going to hear like a little...
when you say
that's
king,
your asshole,
you say king asshole
glimmering. Right?
Yeah.
What is an asshole glimmering in the light? Like, you know... like there's just light hitting it. Yeah, that's exactly what the song... It's like there's like a little LED light in the muscle around your dick. I mean, your asshole, I mean. It's spinning real quick.
Are there hemorrhoids on it?
Definitely. Like four or five pretty big hemorrhoids
on
that.
There could
probably
be.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you walk through that, you'd be their fucking chocolate delight, my friend.
Be the belle of the ball.
Yeah, man.
I can feel that, you know.
Yeah.
Look
you
at
don't
sexy
be the king
everywhere
for one day.
I go. Ooh. I feel that walk in the building. Boom. Yeah.
Little Nestle Tollhouse just walked in. Look at that little chocolate chip.
You know what? Let's give him the purple pill.
Let's give him the purple pill.
Eat the purple pill.
And then the next day, what happens? He wakes up in our apartment.
Oh, yeah. I wake up.
Yeah. And then what happens? You wake up in our apartment the next day.
Good morning.
Morning. You want eggs?
You want eggs?
Man, I'm out this motherfucker. Don't say nothing. Y'all don't know me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
There's a trail of blood coming from your ass.
I'm out. Well, you know, hey, don't let me speak. I'll take care of that.
All right.
Come on, Black Magic.
Black Magic.
Just stay.
You told us that was your name last night, Black Magic.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Wow.
Y'all about to see me pull a dove out of my asshole.
Little Black Magic. Okay, we're going to go. You know we have to go now.
No,
tonight.
We're not going.
Yes,
dog.
We are.
No, dog.
Wait a minute, Doc. Doc, how much time can you do?
I could do about 35. I just ain't been on stage in a while. So.
Wait, really? When was the last time you got on stage?
Please don't make him do 35.
You're doing 50.
About,
I think you can do 20.
About 3 weeks ago, I did a show.
You can do 20.
No, let's start with 10 and see how it goes. If it's bombing, fucking get off. But if it's doing well, then let it ride.
I'll be all right.
20, regardless. It'll be fun.
You just let him sit in it.
Yeah. He's right. Got to learn.
Okay.
Even if you're bombing, we keep you up there, okay?
Yeah, let's go.
I guess you'll be riding 411 since then, because I'm not about to fight you for $1.14. That ain't going down. Matter of fact, it was three ways you can drive. Oh, fuck, I done fucked up the joke.
Doc.
I ain't gonna walk up all the rest of the time, man. Hey, man, like, love you too, man. Just calm the fuck down. Calm down. We got more show for you, though. You ready? Y'all ready? Oh, y'all in for a super treat right now. This is my homie right here, man. Met him at the Comedy Store. Y'all seen him on Mad TV. Y'all seen him. With no further ado, let's bring to the stage my Asian friend, Bobby P.
One more time for Doc Willis, everybody. Sit down, man. It's not my show, man. We told that motherfucker to do 5 fucking minutes. He does 30 fucking minutes. One more time for Eddie Murphy. Give him a round of applause. What the fuck, Doc? What the fuck?
Right on. Doc. I told Doc to do like 10 minutes. I forgot he was black. I was like, he's going to run the light. There's no doubt. He's like, man, I don't know what a clock was. It's right here. This is a fucking clock, right? This is a clock right here. This is the clock. Where'd a clock go? I don't know where you put a motherfucking clock. No digital on motherfucking. I don't know what that shit was. Right there, dude. 4 feet. And give it up for that chocolate morsel. He's the best. I love him to death. Wonderful.
It is what it is. You know.
See that? That
cocky.
Is it. Yeah.
Unbelievable. By the way, side note, you would never get hit on in a gay bar. No gay guys are going to hit on the guy wearing the Tommy Hilfiger shirt. That's not their style. They know you're not
whatever
gay.
Whatever the case is, I don't care.
Huh? That's a straight guy clothing brand for sure.
I don't even have a problem with if a gay guy ever... I've never been hit on since I've been out here by a gay guy. Ever.
If that's your problem, you need to hit on.
I was told by the gay... remember Tony Falcone? Well, you wouldn't know. Remember Tony Falcone? You wouldn't know.
Who is Tony Falcone?
Who the fuck is Tony Falcone?
You remember Tony Falcone?
I don't know nobody named Tony Falcone.
The gay comic, white dude... from Florida.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah,
Falcone.
Tony.
No, I don't know Tony.
Yeah,
man.
You do. You just did his goddamn accent, his voice.
I honestly don't.
Tell the story.
I just did a general gay voice. I was that.
Oh, okay. Well, it was perfect.
Tell us the story about Tony Falcone.
Yeah. So Tony was telling me, so a lot of us comics was talking about how like they got hit on by a lot of like straight comics and a couple gay comics at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying how they get hit on all the time. And I was like, nah, I said, I'll never get hit on. And then Tony Falcone said that's because gay men know who's gay and who's not.
Correct.
That's not true.
But well,
correct. Sometimes.
Well, some
or you're just not their flavor.
I got 3 gay uncles and a gay cousin. So now none of they people ever hit on me.
That can be the name of your next album.
When I was about 14, 15 years old, I did get kind of
What?
I got hit on.
Say it.
What happened?
Okay, I'll tell you what happened.
You were molested.
This is when I found out my uncle was gay.
Were you molested?
Hell no. Well, I mean, you could consider it, but Bobby. I was about... Now, I wasn't... No, I wasn't
for
so,
sure.
So this is what happened, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was probably maybe about 12, 13, whatever. So...
It's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
It's going to
so,
be...
So...
I feel like this is going to be a good one.
My uncle was like, hey, we're going to the park. You want to go to the park with us? And I was like, let's go.
It's
so him
starting off bad.
The two dudes, which I didn't know was gay because I didn't know my uncle was gay at the time, mm-hmm. right?
Uh-huh.
So we go at the park. We sitting in the car and the guy's playing LL Cool J, right? And I'm sitting in the car listening to LL Cool J.
And my uncle starts going out and he starts breakdancing and he runs back to the truck and he's like, hey, Doc, you should get out the car and dance with us. And then I'm like, dance with me. And I go, nah, man, I'm sitting here listening to LL. Go ahead and do your thing. And then the guy switched the music to like this house music, like blow your house down, blow your house, bong, 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 bong. Like that, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden my uncle switched and he kicked his leg up in his air in the air and caught it on the side of his head and like can. And I said, where the fuck that move come from?
Oh,
he's
my God.
Never danced like that in his fucking life, right? So I just was like, that's weird. So anyway.
Stop, stop, stop. Can I just stop for you? Right?
Bro.
So he did a leg twirl and then caught his leg like this.
Yeah, he caught his leg. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In a park. In a park.
In a park.
All right, so he's doing this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'd be doing?
What?
Running home. That would scare the shit out of me.
Right, he caught his leg.
My Uncle Han just did a fucking leg twirl.
Yeah. First of all, they're breakdancing in the park, but just outside. And they're like, come outside and dance.
Well, we're in the truck, me and the other two dudes, which I didn't know was there.
And these are grown men?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
The other two dudes are gay too?
I found out. Let me tell a story. So he said, hey, come out. And he said, Doc, you should get out the truck. And I said, nah, go ahead, do your thing, dog. Fuck it. So then while he's dancing, the driver hand falls on my knee. And I go, what the fuck? I said, how the fuck he don't see I'm sitting in the back here? And so I moved his hand like, okay, well, whatever. And then so then my uncle came to the truck again. He's like, Doc, you should get out the car. I say, man, maybe I should. I said, well, go ahead and do your thing, dog. And then he say, look, let's flip. Because I do somersaults and shit, you know, back flips. I'm pretty goddamn good. I was pretty good.
Dude, why is
yeah.
it?
So
little black guys can always do backflips.
Yeah, I'm a little athletic. So then I used to be.
But you don't do it at the park when your uncle tells you to do it.
Like yeah, because yeah, we used to
when your uncles
all the time,
are doing it, that's when you go, you know what? I'm going to chill on the fucking somersaults.
Hey, Doc, get out the car, do some flips.
Right. Yeah, that's weird, man.
Do some flips.
So then he's like,
do some flips.
Do some flips.
So then while he's tumbling, the guy's hand falls back and grabs my ankle. So I kick his hand and I stump his hand and I tap his boy in front and I say, hey, man, let me out the car for a second. And then I get out the car. Now, keep in mind, I only want to tell my uncle.
And you're 13.
Yeah, 12 or 13, yeah.
So you're telling a grown adult, yo, man, don't touch me like that.
Yeah.
You know, no, you're not.
It didn't sound like that.
Yeah,
no,
man.
You're not. No.
Hey, like, get me out of this car.
My voice was kind of deep when I was young, too. So
can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you what happened, Doc.
That voice, that little Barry, what's his name?
Barry White.
Yeah, there you go. Barry White.
What? I'm going to tell you what happened that day, all right? You were brutally molested by three of your family members.
What
all right.
The fuck? Why did you go there?
Yeah, I'll tell you
only one was his uncle. Only one was his uncle.
Whatever. Okay. You were brutally molested by three adults.
No.
And in your twisted mind, right, you've come up with this fantastical story.
Backflips
and shit. Black flips and doing flips. Meanwhile, dude, you're being fucking bent over behind a Chevrolet, just getting reamed from behind.
Like a rock.
Like Jerry Sandusky style, dude. Yeah. It's so sad.
So sad.
We gotta press charges.
Well, let's vote. Let everybody raise your hand. Do you think Doc was molested? Raise your hand.
Another...
All right, dude. I think it's fine.
Brutally molested. Brutally molested. That we should press charges. That was crazy.
Fucking.
That's why you like Pinot Gris.
So when I Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir. Doc, by the way,
it's okay.
This it's fine. We've all been molested.
Yeah, but that's not.
Bobby molest me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
this,
it's not. What?
It's not. This ain't. I don't. I didn't even know molesting was that if they just touch you. Period. Okay. That's molesting.
Him touching your leg is. It's not okay.
Yeah.
Whatever
so that's,
it is.
That's molesting.
Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. You could. Yeah. Yeah.
Now let me ask you something. Did your penis make a?
Oh boy.
Did your penis make a guess appearance?
Okay.
See, this is what do you mean by that? Are you saying that?
What do you mean? What I have to explain to you?
Bobby?
I have to explain to you what the fuck that means, dog?
No, Bobby, I just told you I stopped.
Was your dick sucked?
No. It wasn't. What the fuck is wrong with you? I just told you that he just grabbed the ankle. That's it. Ain't no dick sucked.
So he grabbed you. Was that the end of the story? He grabbed your ankle. You got out of the car and then nothing.
Got out of the car.
You never talked about it ever again to anyone?
No. So I told my uncle.
By the way,
ready to go home.
For the audience, we're not belittling. Molestation.
Yeah.
We're joking about Doc. Your scenario.
Understand, people. What happens with us? I just do this shit.
No, but I'm saying I'm not making fun of what happened to you.
Understand that.
I'm not making fun of what happened to you.
I whoop ass,
Doc.
Yeah, all right. I'm just letting them know.
No one's making fun of you. But also, that was the end of it. It was like he
touched. No, that wasn't. I'm just getting to the core of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. There's more.
To this goddamn,
I knew
story.
There was more.
Here we go. This is it.
Yeah. So then my
so I'm out there in the park sucking this motherfucker dick.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So you're still going to the dick sucking. It hasn't got to that. Never gotten to that. So
oh, now, it hasn't gotten to that yet.
Hey, never did.
All
never
right,
did.
Doc. Go ahead.
All right. So my uncle's like, hey, we can go to their house to hit the driver's house. I go, nah, man, I think we should go home. He goes, nah, let's go to his house. I was like, all right. So I go, we go to the house and there's stairs, right? They sitting on the stairs and then I'm standing on the sidewalk. I won't come up to the
outside of the house.
Yeah, I'm just
on the
like,
stoop.
Yeah, because everybody's just sitting on the stoop, you know, because back
yeah,
then we got
sitting
porch
on the stoop. Yeah, I know.
So I'm sitting, standing on the sidewalk, and then my uncle's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you standing over there? I said, man, I don't really want to be over there. He's like, Doc, you got to chill out. And I said, all right. And I came and sat next to my uncle. And then my uncle got up and he laid, and then my uncle sat on when he sat on the stoop, the guy came and laid between his legs face first. And then I was like, man, oh, man, what the fuck? And then he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, man, you don't see what he doing? Oh, like, goddamn. I was like, you don't see what's going on. I said, man, this shit is crazy. Then the dude was like, you're a little feisty one, huh? And I was like, man, stop talking to me. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my goddamn uncle. We're trying to have a goddamn family moment, right?
Let me translate. He sucked him off. can you read? Can you read between the lines? Right? The message is... He spruly sucked him off.
Yeah.
He came in his mouth.
All right.
So he came in your mouth.
So now,
all right.
The guy says, you're a little feisty one. He says, all right, let's play karate. Then my uncle says, don't.
Let's play karate?
Yeah,
this
play
is
karate.
Insane.
This is insane.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
All right. So you start playing karate.
And then he said, at the time, I was studying too a little bit. You know, so I knew a little bit.
Studying karate?
He's studying karate, he says. That's hilarious.
Blocking dicks. Blocking as many dicks as I could, huh?
Just blocking dicks.
You so bitch.
Yeah.
All right. So he gets in this thing.
Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
That's hilarious.
My uncle goes, doc, don't do it.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
Doc, what?
Sorry.
Doc, what?
So my uncle's like, Doc, you don't want to, I'm telling you. And I go, no, I got this, huh? So I get in my stance, right? He get in his stance. And then I, boom, boom, kicked him in the stomach. He goes, what the fuck? He goes, oh. He said, oh, you know a little something. So then he got in this stance. And I go, what the fuck? And I go, okay, I'm ready. And the guy fucking kicks me. And when I tell you, I flew over the fucking grass, hit the goddamn truck, right? And I land on the ground. I was so fucking mad, Tino, and then I ran towards him like, you some bitch. And then my uncle grabbed me and said, Doc, I tried to tell you, this motherfucker's like a third, like a 5-degree black belt. Like, you fucking don't know what you fucking with. And I'm like, fuck. Wait, tell me, dog. He didn't kick me against the goddamn truck. This shit is preposterous. And he's like, calm down, man. I'm just playing with you. He said, you feisty. You think you can pick me up? I was like, fuck yeah, I can pick you up. What you mean, right? So he said, well, try to pick me up. So I ran around and I tried to grab his legs and pick him up. And since he was like 6 feet, he reached over and cupped me by my ass. And let me, I said, what the fuck? Man, I was so fucking mad, bro. Bro, I said, what the fuck? And then I said, oh, this shit, man. Hey, man, take me the fuck home right now. And he goes, what's wrong, Doc? I go, you don't see what the fuck going on? I said, man, just take me home.
So he's like, cupped your asshole?
No, he had the cheeks. He tried to lift me like he lifted me like when I had his legs like this.
Stop fucking with the camera.
Yeah, don't touch the camera.
My bad. But I was trying to show y'all.
So wait, we get it.
Yeah,
we get it.
We know what lifting is.
And when I lift him up, he grabbed the cheeks. So I said, what the fuck? You know, it was like, what
but could
the fuck
it be? Could it
doing,
be?
Dog?
Could it be? That's the only thing back there when you're lifting. You know what I mean? It's not as if like he could be touching. He could be touching any area of your body. It right. just so happened is, you know, that's where your ass
is there.
Yeah, yeah. So now,
yeah, so it couldn't. But the thing I'm saying is that it's probably not a physical, like, homosexual thing that he was doing.
Whatever the case was, it don't matter. I felt like I was violated.
Did you go home after this?
Yeah. I was like, take me back to Granddaddy house, right?
Did you tell Granddaddy what happened?
Can you let me finish? I'm almost there, Tino.
No,
let's go.
Go ahead.
So then, I...
Hey, Granddaddy!
So then I tell him to take me home. So my uncle was like, what's wrong? I said, just take me home. Fuck this shit. I'm going. So I go home. And then he said, you okay, Doc? You need to talk? I said, nah, man. You good? Just go on with your boys. I'll talk to you later. So then I ran upstairs to my cousin. And I was like,
man, I said, you know, I ain't want to tell Unc, but the dude that we was with, he was grabbing on me. I think that dude might be gay, and Unc don't know it. And then she was like, you goddamn idiot. We've been trying to tell you he's been gay for years, and you fucking didn't listen to us. Your uncle's gay. And I go, what? Uncle, what the fuck? I said, the guy? So you mean to tell me him and that guy's together? She goes, I said, oh, that's why he laid between his legs. She said, yeah, you goddamn
that's
dummy.
That's why you sucked them off. That's why you sucked them off, dude. So then, they're gay.
Doc's like, all those years I've been kissing Uncle in the mouth and the penis, and he's gay? When I say hi and bye, I kiss him on the tip of the penis, and he's gay? You telling me Unc is gay? The one I smooch at night, we snuggle up together butt naked. You tell me Unc is gay?
But this is important for all, especially like if you got any black listeners or anybody that hear this story, it's good for your podcast. Because
okay.
After that, right?
This guy's out of control.
He come back home later, and I cuss him out. Man, why you ain't tell me you out here? You know, pillow biting, whatever the fuck. I'm pissed. I'm like, man, what's going on with you? Blah blah blah. Because you know, I was fucking angry, right?
You were mad that you found out he was gay.
He said, then he said,
pillow bite.
You know, if you face down, I guess you probably bite the pillow. Maybe you bite the pillow. I don't know.
So what? So you
because of the pain?
The pain.
People bite the pillow because of the pain of the butthole.
I guess so. That's what I was.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I was saying. That's what I would think. I'm not sure.
When a gay guy. His buttholes are pain.
Yeah.
They bite the fucking pillow.
I'm quite sure women do too. You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen that, but okay.
Sorry about that, Jewel.
Don't touch her.
I'm quite sure.
Don't ever touch her again. Don't ever fucking touch her again.
I'm just not.
Did you see that shit?
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
But I'm trying to tell her she's a good girl and you two are sick. Anyway.
We're sick? You know. You're out here with breakdancing, karate kicking, sucking dick in the park and I'm the weirdo?
Yeah.
So finish. So granddaddy and cousin.
I said, man, where are you? And he starts crying. He says, because you're the only one that never turned your back on me. And I go, God damn it. And to this day, we still cool than a motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even sometimes, I remember one time he was
nobody wants
I was
to
talking to him and he was like,
you're the only family member that didn't turn on him because when he came out as gay, everyone else shunned him?
Yeah, yeah. At first, everybody was like,
but when you found out he was gay, and you came to this realization.
I had a hard time with it at first.
You still stuck with him because you love him.
Yeah, and I just like.
This is good honesty.
Because he was the only one that brought me around the Willis's family. He was the only one that would let me stay over my grandmother, my grandfather's house so I could be around all the Willis's. The grandkids, my father wasn't around like that.
What are you talking about, Willis?
You didn't say fuck it. I'm going too far, but you know what I'm saying? But even one time he was talking to me about, and he said, you know, Doc, I'm proud of myself. I said, why is that? He said, you know, I've been with one dude. I've been completely monogamous. And he said, and I feel, and I was like, it's kind of weird because I didn't know what to say because I was like, well, I guess that's good. I can't get pregnant or something like that. I didn't know what to say. It was like, fuck. It's one of the awkward, but I said,
okay. You just
okay.
Say congratulations.
Well, hold up. And then he says, Doc, when I talk to you about these, do this stuff bother you? I said, no, Hunk. I said, this is something you go through and that it's your life. So I will say, talk about it. Always talk. Don't. Never feel uncomfortable. So he said, okay, Doc, because he said, you know, you're the only one that's been listening. So, you know, that's the thing, man. Like that.
That's great.
Feel that podcast. Always.
Don't do that at the end. You just fucked it up. It was so nice. You fucked it up. That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
It's because you're a good human with a good heart. You care about the people, not about all the other shit.
Yeah,
it doesn't
I don't
matter.
Like to fuck around when, like mislead them or, like, I don't like when people. I had another uncle who I used to fight for.
Okay. All right. How much more time are we going to give this guy on the show?
Okay. All right. Well,
you have another gay uncle?
Yeah. I got two more.
It seems like. Yeah. I just don't.
You think it runs in the family?
Yeah.
Something going on.
You have three gay. You have three gay uncles.
Yeah.
Three gay uncles.
None.
And gay cousins.
I don't have a single gay cousin or gay uncle. Just FYI.
Well, you do, but it didn't exist.
What do you mean?
Everyone has a gay family member. They don't say
I'm the guy. You think I'm the guy in the family?
Could be.
I could be the guy in the family.
Rudy?
You think I am? Fuck you, bitch.
Wait. Why? Why? Why fuck you, bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
You're bi for sure.
Yeah, okay.
But no, but that being said, everybody has a gay member in their family.
Yeah.
They just maybe
who's
some
yours?
People don't talk about it. Huh?
You have one? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Oh, you're it?
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? Growing up, I had a gay Uncle Ira. I had this really good-looking Jewish guy. And we're not Jewish. So he wasn't my uncle.
Was he?
Just a family friend, but we called him Uncle Ira.
Yeah.
But I got old enough and I was like, that gay Jewish guy's not my uncle. My dad was like, we're not Jewish.
Oh.
Look at you, you fucking map of Ireland. Fucking potato farming piece of shit. You think we're Jew? I was like, I thought he was our uncle somehow. He's like, who was he married to? I was like, one of those guys they're always hanging out with. I didn't know he was my gay uncle, Ira. But I didn't, I had no idea. When I was a kid, I didn't know. He was just good looking and worked out all the time. Had a bunch of fucking really good looking guy friends. My gay uncle, Ira. To be honest, it was wonderful, Doc, that it just showed your true character. You're a good egg, Doc.
No, thank you, man.
You are. That was a true, because you really cared about the person.
Yeah.
Doc, you take us out and say thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank you for being a bad friend.